All right, let's go to Steve Berman. He is the Bay Area sports guy. We always have a lot of fun with him on the air and at the ballpark. As a Bay Area sports guy, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Yeah, well, what did you think about this morning?
Well, it was, the one inning, and that was really all it was. You know, Matt Cain was perfect, and as we've all been talking about, it's one of the weirdest games that we've really ever seen. Five perfect innings, and then the inning from a bad place. And, you know, it's interesting. I was watching Sean Estes on the postgame show, and he mentioned that he noticed that when Cain would come to a set, he would move his hands more on the breaking pitches in fastball. You wouldn't have to get a good grip on the ball. You kind of notice a little something like that. So if it's something like that, that's an easy fix. But if it's a problem that's deeper than that and it's actually to do with his stuff or his pitches in the stretch, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, as Henry Schulman and Andy Baggerly and Alex Pavlovich tweet, you take away the cardinal big innings and his earned run average is about 370 in that range, which is no great shakes either. But at least it's acceptable, so maybe it is just St. Louis picking that up on him.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that I do understand that, you know, you take out those innings, but those innings exist for a reason, you know.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I guess the one thing you can look at is at least it's May, and they have time to figure it out. And like you were saying before, it's division is not really a great division this year. I thought it was going to be stronger. None of the teams are really running away with it. If you look at their run differentials, it's pretty much everyone's pretty close to 500. So if the Giants can hold on and figure out what's wrong at some point soon here, then they can be in good shape.
Yeah, I think so. As I said, game 55, and unless anyone's going to put them away, and I just don't see it. Brandon McCarthy went on the DL today for the Diamondbacks. So Josh Beckett is wondering if he'll ever pitch again. He's got numbness in his hand. We all know what the Rockies do, so let's see how it plays out. But Steve Berman is with us, Bay Area sports guy. I love the site. Now, do you do this whole site yourself here?
Oh, well, it's not just me. No, it used to be when we first started it, but we have several great contributors. And so, yeah, it's a group of probably about half a dozen of us who, you know, write, you know, pretty regularly on the site. And it makes it more fun because there's different viewpoints and all kinds of different people writing about different sports.
Yeah, you cover everything. In fact, Ray Woodson said just our last comment about Cain, and people say, "Oh, get rid of these couple of innings, and he's fine." Well, as Ray said, and you could appreciate this, you covered basketball. Take away game two against the Spurs, and the Warriors are in the finals right now. So you can't really do it. But you wrote an article this week that I thought was really a lot of fun, and you gave reasons for your choices, but you combined an all-star team of A's and Giants after this Bay Bridge series, and it wasn't that simple to do it. You had a lot of close calls, and I thought maybe you could share your team with the audience here and just some brief reasons why you picked somebody.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Marty. The team itself, I actually went with a 25-man roster as opposed to the 36, 37, 38-guy roster that the American League and the National League will have. But I don't really know if we want to go into all the bench guys. I think the most interesting ones really were, you know, first base was kind of a tough one. Two Brandons, Brandon Moss and Brandon Belt, and, you know, the Bay Area is full of Brandons, obviously. And that was a close one, really. If you looked at the offensive numbers, you know, Belt is, you know, right there with Moss, pretty much equal slash lines, but his defense is really excellent this year, and that really kind of put him just a notch above Brandon Moss. Another one, another Brandon-related battle was Brandon Crawford and Jed Lowry at shortstop. Lowry also plays from second base, but he's been their shortstop more often than not. And Crawford and Lowry both have good offensive numbers, a lot better than probably what we thought this year, especially for Crawford. But Crawford's defense, again, is a little bit better, and that notched him ahead. So
right.
Some of the easier ones, obviously, Buster Posey over Derek Norris. You know, I mean, Buster Posey's a reigning MVP, and he's playing very well this year. And the outfield is interesting as well. The outfield for both teams, especially the Giants' outfield hasn't been all that great other than Hunter Pence. So Pence is my starting right fielder, I guess. And then Coco Crisp has probably, you know, been as consistent as they come in center field. He had a power streak in the beginning of the year, and since then he's still been playing well. So he's in there. And then Yoenis Cespedes, because really he's a star. And so, you know, that's the offense. The pitching staff is where it got interesting. If you look at both of these teams, the starting staffs are no bueno, really. It's not so hot. It's
yeah.
The relievers are where you go. So
I hope you have cologne on there.
A bunch of relievers.
I hope you got cologne on there.
Absolutely. It's really the Giants. If you look at the starting staff that I put together, I just have a four-man rotation, and Bumgarner is the only Giant I have on there. The rest are, you know, Bartolo Colon, as you mentioned, A.J. Griffin and Tommy Malone, you know, really, and the other guys, I mean, you can maybe make an argument for Zito, but Zito's been so awful on the road sometimes, and if you look at some of his peripheral stats and how many hits he's given up, I can't really see putting him on the All-Star team either.
Well, I think I'd make an argument for Kane over Griffin, notwithstanding what we saw today and also the Sunday of the opening weekend at home. But, you know, he's still a big-game pitcher. What did you do at third base?
Third base actually was pretty easy. That was Josh Donaldson, who really I think is the MVP of both teams combined, at least over the first third of the season. He's been just incredible. I don't know what happened to him last year. He started out horribly. He went to Sacramento and played well. And ever since then, he's been a beast. He's been great. He was great through the second half of last season and into the playoffs. And this year, he's been incredible. And we saw, you know, in that four-game series that he's got a good glove, too. And Pablo, you know, he started out pretty well, and then he got sick and had that, you know, that huge two-run homer, you know, to win the game against Washington Nationals, the walk-off, which was, you know, 464 feet. And then since then, he hasn't really done anything. He's actually looked pretty shaky with the glove, and then obviously now he has the foot injury. So
yeah.
Donaldson, for me, is a pretty obvious choice.
Well, I like that you did it because it kind of analytically takes these two teams apart. And the A's are sort of on the upswing right now. The Giants have sort of hit the middle of the road, 29 and 26. So I think it was a good time to do it, and we'll see how this plays out in the second half. But a big surprise for you in the first half, Giant-wise. What would be your biggest surprise first half?
I'd say, on a positive sense, Brandon Crawford's offense probably has been the biggest surprise to me. I think we maybe expected him to be a little bit better this year, some incremental improvement. You know, during the playoffs, he showed his numbers didn't really show, but he showed he could put out a tough at bat when needed. But this year, actually, I mean, if you look at his numbers, they're better than all the outfielders except for Pence on this team. So I would say Crawford is probably my biggest positive surprise on the Giants angle.
All right.
And disappointments, there's a few. I think just how poorly they've been pitching on the road. And how poorly their defense has been, you know, playing pretty much everywhere over May. Those are probably my two biggest surprises in terms of a negative sense.
Yeah, I think we're all together on that one. Now, last question for Steve Berman. He's the Bay Area sports guy. As you can tell, this is a good article that he wrote, so check it out on the site. Who do you fear the most in the NL West as we go through this season? Now, of course, we've only got a third of the season down, and we've got a long way to go. Pitching usually tells a story, but the Giants can play themselves out of it, I guess, but is there anyone that's going to really run away from them, or who do you fear the most?
I'm actually going to kind of go off the menu here and say I fear the Dodgers the most for some reason. Arizona, to me, has got some pitching, but I don't really know. Besides Corbin, there isn't a whole lot there that's really scary. And another, you know, Brandon McCarthy, obviously, he went on the DL, and he's injury-prone, so who knows, you know, how much more they're going to get out of him. And then a lot of their offense this year, a surprising amount of their offensive help has come from Eric Chavez, and he just went on the DL with an oblique strain. So I think that they're probably the odds-on favorite on paper to give them the most trouble. But the Dodgers, they're only 6.5 back of the lead, and they've been awful all year, and it's kind of surprising they played as badly as they have. You know, defensively, you know, they haven't gotten much from Matt Kemp, and now he's hurt, but I don't know. For some reason, I still think that there's some talent there and that they could maybe make a run. And if no one runs away from everyone else in the NL West before, you know, say August, then if something like that happens, I could see the Dodgers maybe surprising some people. But, yeah, it's a lot of parity in this division for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's the Giants' favor right now as they try to sort things out. And don't overlook Juan Uribe. He's up to 287. I looked at this. I said, what? I thought it was another Uribe, but it is him. I think it was 287. So when things like that happen, you got to watch out. Because I always say you got to look for people having career seasons, and like a Goldschmidt or someone like that. Even a Hunter Pence could be a career season. Hey, Bay Area sports guy, Steve, thank you so much for coming on, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marty.
All right, always a pleasure. Thanks. All right, that is Steve Berman, Bay Area sports guy. Check him out on the web. It's always a lot of fun.